Rivera says the incident occurred in March during a conversation about how to handle situations where students use racial slurs. She got a disciplinary suspension on her record, the harshest punishment besides firing. Rivera says she decided to make her appeal public when she saw security guard Marlon Anderson get fired earlier this month for repeating a racial slur used against him.
I felt like my silence has kind of contributed to this way of responding to situations like this. It has contributed to the damage that it continues to do. This zero tolerance policy.
Anderson was rehired after protests in his support. The school district says it is reconsidering the zero tolerance policy. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.